Unit 5. Listening, Part 3. Exam task. You will hear a man called Tony James giving a talk about an extreme camping trip.
OK, thanks for coming along to find out about our extreme camping trip. Before I start, can I remind you about the training day? Because it may rain tomorrow, we've decided to do this on Saturday instead of Thursday. If you want to come on the trip, you must attend. There are different ways to experience extreme camping, but for us, it means bringing no food or water with you. But don't worry, you won't be hungry. We're camping at Sandy River, and it's easy to find lots of delicious fruit and vegetables nearby, which you can eat raw. The guide will also show you where to look for eggs. You can find these in trees, of course, but some birds leave them in holes in the ground or in the grass, like snakes do. Something that's surprisingly good to eat is insects. These are really good for you and actually very tasty. And I'm not talking about flies and wasps. The ones I'm talking about are much bigger. I promise you'll love them. Because you really have to be an expert to be successful, one thing you won't have to do on this trip is hunting. You don't want to waste time and end up with nothing to eat. Now, of course, we're not bringing any cooking equipment like a camping cooker or a frying pan. So, you're going to learn how to cook your food on a hot rock. It's a bit slower than using a normal cooker, but works well. What about drinks? You'll have to live without juices and hot chocolate, I'm afraid. You'll get all the water you need from rivers and streams, but you must remember to boil it for at least 3 minutes to make sure it's safe to drink. OK, before I continue, any questions?